Hello, Moonwalkers. Welcome to another episode of Moonwalk Talk.
All your energy into your finger. Throw it out. Fire.
Welcome to Moonwalk Talks. Moonwalk Talks is a podcast that searches out the facts, stories, and theories about the king of pop, the one and only Michael Jackson. Rolling Stone named Moonwalk Talks the best Michael Jackson podcast with the word moonwalk in the title. Great job, guys. My name is Jenkins, and I am your host. A little about me. I do the rap music. 90% of the shows I watch on my free time are YouTube exclusives, and I once fell asleep on a stranger's arm on a flight. So yeah, to the random guy who let me unknowingly sleep on his shoulder, thank you. And I'm sorry. I hope I didn't drool. As always, please follow at Moonwalk Talks on Twitter and Instagram, and don't forget to rate and review Moonwalk Talks on iTunes. I will be holding contests on my Twitter and Instagram for you listeners to win MJ-themed prizes. So please make sure to follow so you can get free stuff. Because everybody likes free stuff, right? On this episode, I got the chance to interview the outstanding Michael Jackson tribute artists, James Times III and Joseph Bell, a.k.a. Jobel, from the Who's Bad tribute show. If you don't know what a tribute show is, go listen to my previous episode for the lengthy explanation, but in short, it is a show that strives to replicate the live Michael Jackson experience. Started in 2004, Who's Bad is the longest-running Michael Jackson tribute show ever, touring the world for almost 13 years now. Not only that, but they are the only tribute show that was around before Michael Jackson's untimely passing. They have performed with many big names. A couple examples, Boyz II Men, the Backstreet Boys, and they've even been praised by members of Michael's team, like Frank DeLeo. So, when I found out that they were going to be performing in Dallas, Texas at the House of Blues, I had to make the trip to go see them. The production consists of a full live band, including a brass section and two Michael Jackson tribute artists. James Times III portrays a dangerous tour version of Michael, performing a lot of the popular tour songs like Jam, Smooth Criminal, Billie Jean, and then swaps places on stage with Jobel, who portrays more of a later year's Michael, singing songs not normally heard live, like Love Never Felt So Good and Remember the Time. And as I stated on the last podcast, I'm not here to review the shows, I'm just here to bring them to your attention and ultimately urge everybody to go enjoy them for yourself. But I will say this about Who's Bad. It was fantastic. The band was tight. You could hear the years of experience in the execution of the music. And I have to praise them on some of the arrangements that they made for Michael's songs. Very refreshing to hear an old song played a new way. I really had such an amazing time at the Who's Bad tribute show. James and Jobel did an outstanding job keeping Michael's name alive, and you can hear the love from the completely packed crowd at the House of Blues. We'll be right back. So after the show, I met up with the tour manager, Denarius, and he brought us backstage while James and Jobel were doing the meet and greets. And after a while, they brought me into the green room.
We are recording. I'll just place that near you guys.
All right. And, thank you guys very much for doing this. I really do appreciate it. You guys did an amazing job tonight. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
I just recently went to go interview the guys at the King Michael. Have you guys seen that one at all?
Yeah, with Jeffrey Perez.
Yeah, with Jeffrey Perez, yeah.
Yeah, I love him. He's very cool.
We were talking to him, and he actually was like, oh, yeah, because one of the questions is talking about other MJ impersonators. First off, do you guys like tribute artists or impersonators?
I like tribute artists.
Tribute artists?
Yeah, I think that's more respectable.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, and he was like, actually, I really love the guys at Who's Bad or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm actually going to go interview them next month, you know?
Wow.
Because he was doing a thing at the... a casino in Oklahoma. Oh no, it was Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Okay,
but yeah, awesome. Pretty sweet. So, what inspired you both to do this type of career, and what was it that drew you into performing with the Michael Jackson tribute show?
The
voice of James Times.
Well, me, like I've been a Michael Jackson fan since, like, you know, I can never remember singing the wrong lyrics to Black or White, mm-hmm. you know. And so I grew up just listening to him and watching him day in and day out, sun up, sun down. And when he passed, that's when I really got into, you know, like dancing. Cause I'm a singer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing. Nothing like this. And once he passed, that's when I got into, you know, talent shows and doing dancing to his music. And then I got into the makeup and really becoming, you know, who he was on the stage, and mm-hmm. it evolved from there.
Yeah, and myself, let me tell you.
And this is Jobel.
I started performing at Disney World, and they chose me to be their token Michael Jackson, but they didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I would find myself doing shows, and people are booking me to be their Michael,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just sort of doing what I, you know, what I do. And eventually, what happened is that throughout the years, after doing so many different shows and different types of bands and so forth, I was asked to audition for Who's Bad. And while Michael was still alive, and we did the shows, and then Fox Business News picked us up. We did a show on television, and it just kept expanding. Then obviously, when Michael passed, that's when things changed, you know, in a big way, because that's when most of the media put their attention on Who's Bad, and then that's when we began to travel around the world. But overall, it's been like an experience for me, having worked with his choreographers and different people as friends, people I've gone to school with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been part of my life and experience, and it's definitely a privilege. It's being a tribute artist. I like being called that more so than an impersonator, because it is about, you know, him, you know, and rather than just trying to just copy everything, you know, just it's about Mr. Jackson. So I love that.
So can you tell everybody what the process is like to, quote unquote, become Michael Jackson when you get on stage?
I mean, it's quite a long process, you know. For me, it starts, you know, waking up, and I don't necessarily visually watch a lot of Michael, just because time doesn't allow between travel and getting ready for the show and things like that. But you know, mentally, it's just playing, you know, all the concerts and things that I've studied, you know, practiced when I'm at home, because I do a lot of a good amount of practicing when I'm at home. To, you know, do what I do on stage. So, you know, it's a lot of thinking about that, and just, you know, really, you know, focusing on giving his fans, you know, what they came, you know, to see, pretty much, you know, what they paid their money for. You know, and it like mentally, like, I think, you know, if I were in the audience, what would I want to see? So that's what I try to give to the people that come to see it.
So for instance, it's like you wear the, you know, the golden, you know,
leotard, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so is Dangerous one of your favorite
Yeah, tours? Yeah, Dangerous is one of my favorites. I focus, I study from different tours. Mm-hmm. My Billie Jean, for example, I study from the History tour, not so much the Dangerous tour. But our set list is kind of, you know, there's no set tour to our set list. But the way we start the show, it just makes sense to, you know, to be in that.
Yeah.
So, Dangerous is one of my favorites. That's one I watched the most growing up, actually.
Yeah. Me personally, I'm a Bad fan. It's like, I love the Bad tour. It's
yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's like, if I could go back in time and go back to one of those tours,
absolutely,
it would totally be one of those. Is that the one that you would go to as well?
I mean, I would go to, you know, Bad, Dangerous, History. Those are my three favorite eras of Michael.
Victory is pretty cool. There's never like a good video online to watch the Victory.
Victory, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I haven't really focused so much on that one, because you can't. And the ones you do find, they're all, you know, either out of sync or just horrible quality.
It just looks weird. It's like, I can't see what he's doing. What is your favorite song to perform?
Wow, that's. Ooh,
so
I mean, that's not fair, you know? Okay, I would
have
say for me, yeah, well, it is Man in the Mirror and Earth Song.
Earth Song, yeah.
And I love You're Not Alone, and I actually like Scream. We just haven't done that.
Yeah. My two are, I love Wanna Be Starting Something and Billie Jean.
Oh, yeah.
My two favorites.
That was fantastic, Billie Jean. I love that.
Yeah.
So if you could pick, aside from, you know, the two favorites that you do on stage, what obscure song that you guys don't do would you love to do? Like something far back in the catalog that most, like, you know, only like crazy Michael Jackson fans would know.
I want to do Got to Be There. Got to Be There.
That'd
and
be cool.
Also, Ben. Those are the two songs I would really like to do.
I'd like to do, hopefully, I don't know if you've done it before, Can You Feel It? Love Can You Feel It.
That would be really neat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Love Can You Feel
like,
It.
Can You Feel It too? Yeah.
Really, those are like only like done on like the, you know, the Cirque du Soleil shows. Mm-hmm. And really,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't, like, I've never seen.
It'd be a great encore piece, at least.
We should do that. I think we're gonna do that. We're gonna do that.
That would be neat.
We are. We actually have been working on something, that track, and I think we're gonna do that for
sure. You know, I was always curious. Like, if you guys happen to do Scream like you're talking about, mm-hmm, would you guys include the curse words or would you cut them out?
For the live show.
Yeah, for the live show.
I think I'd want to.
I would because he did.
Yeah, I would think so. It's like, it would be super neat because it's like, it just, first off, he never did them live.
Right.
I would definitely do it because I like what he's saying.
Right.
You know, and I want that intention to get out.
And when he performed it was in there.
Okay. So what do you guys think is the most? What is the most difficult song to perform?
I don't really have difficulty with any of them.
The choreography is like, just like, with, because, I mean, it just seems so difficult doing the choreography and the singing at the same time. It's like, there's nothing that's like, you're like, oh, this is the one that's like, I have to catch my breath at the end of it.
Well, like the dance, I mean, I practice, you know, like the dance just, it comes, like it flows.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is. Like it, you know, I practice a good 7 to 8 hours daily.
Yeah, that's incredible. My forte is singing, songwriter. So I like to do the challenging songs that even Michael didn't sing live.
Yeah.
You know, I like to just sing the songs that they don't expect to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so you, when have we heard him sing, so, you know, Earth Song that often? Or, you know, he would normally sing and he'd do the show, but then he'd sing more live at the end of the song.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, a lot of it. He did a lot of the backtracking, you know.
Mm-hmm. So
Michael Jackson has had some pretty enthusiastic fans throughout his career. Mm-hmm. Have you guys had any experiences with those type of fans? Like, for instance, Billie Jean's, Dirty Diana's, along the tour. Have you had any like that kind of craziness?
In my inbox, yeah.
The DMs?
Yeah, my DMs. not necessarily, you know, in person.
Not in the shows?
The most unique fan response that we've had, at least I've had, after the show, is when someone actually brought someone on a hospital bed down to the stage.
Really?
To take a picture and for the touchdown to say hello. Or, you know, they'll be sitting in their wheelchairs, but in the hospital bed?
Yeah.
Coming down the aisle?
That's crazy.
You know, that was pretty amazing. Like, wow, what a representation we have to be. It's almost, mm-hmm, like a,
yeah,
Christ.
You kind of have to, you know? Kind of to be the guy, you know,
yes.
Right? Just to make up for that.
Yeah, there's that much love. People crying, and I'm like, don't cry, you know?
Yeah.
Things like that. You know?
That's crazy. So other than the enthusiastic fans, what other, like, insane experiences have you had, you know, from touring with the Michael Jackson tribute?
I haven't had really anything nothing too dramatic, really.
Let's see, anything that's been totally, well, going to China when we were in China,
uh-huh.
And huge auditorium that we were in, I think it was Civic Center, and just, I guess, knowing that I know no Chinese at all,
mm-hmm.
You know, but having to, I guess, try to sing to an audience, and it's not their language, and then Michael...
Yeah.
They love Michael. It's like a universal language. They know the songs. So for me, it's always something very special to go, you know, to places where people don't speak English, but they know Michael.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know, that kind of touches me. But nothing really wild that I can think of right now.
That's really cool. So I've read your bio. You didn't get a chance to meet Michael Jackson while he was alive, but did you happen to get a chance to meet him at all?
You know what? I didn't, but I just... knew his,
you have
know,
you guys had any experiences with their family at all?
I've had communication with Joe Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the dad. He's seen some of my work on YouTube, and long story short, like he and there's a guy Dieter Weisner that was Michael's past manager, and he still mm-hmm. does work with the family with Jermaine right now.
Yeah.
And they wanted to. Start a project based off of the video that I had seen back in 2014, I think it was. And, I mean, just things didn't work out with the current management that I had at the time. You know, personally, it wasn't the right timing for that. But, I mean, it felt good to, you know, for him to see my stuff and post it on his platforms and things like that.
Frank DeLeo. Even think about that. It's like, it's crazy.
The ultimate compliment from Joe Jackson.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's like a dude, the person that trained the guys saying, you know,
yes,
he pretty much giving you the thumbs up, and that's fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was just saying that when Frank DeLeo, Michael's old manager, saw our show at a show in Tennessee and met us after the show and talked to us and so forth. That's the only closest person to the family, other than his choreographers that I went to school with. And, so
and he had said that if Michael would have saw it, he would have completely approved, right?
Yeah. That's
insane. Because, I mean, Frank DeLeo was a big part of his life. Mm-hmm.
Big
time, the greatest times of his life, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you guys think about other Michael Jackson tributes? Like, I know you were part of MJ Live.
Yeah.
I saw them recently, last summer. It's like, I forget the guy that's on there now.
It's Travis.
Yeah. And so how was that? How do you feel like that was different from this production?
I mean, I like this production more just because, I mean, in the Vegas production is great and it's in its own right in the sense that it's Vegas. But for me, I like Who's Bad because it's, you know, more genuine. It's more artistic. It's more funky. It's mm-hmm. more, you know, it's just... It's really groovy, whereas Vegas, you know, it's Vegas. Like, it's the lights, it's the color, it's the, you know, it's the just the bright, you know, just everything. And it's, it doesn't capture Michael musically the way that this show does. As great as it is, I mean, like, I was a part of it for a good year, and I had a blast doing it. But Who's Bad has been... is nothing short of amazing, you know, musically and production-wise and everything, so.
Yeah, I did notice that, like, with the MJ Live show, it does stay pretty, you know, by the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the arrangements are fantastic. It's
Absolutely.
Like, the way that it comes in, it's like, in the way that, just the way that things change up, is just, it's one of the most phenomenal things I've seen as far as production goes, and the music goes for an MJ production.
It's absolutely
Yeah,
Michael.
It's great. It's like, I completely agree with
it's
you.
It's great to hear.
Yeah. Did you guys ever see Thriller Live in England at all?
No, I've heard a lot about it.
I haven't seen it at all. I was like, I don't know much about it. I wanted to see it, but... So
we would be
them.
Doing their... We've done shows there, and they were, like, doing it someplace else.
Oh, yeah? On the other side.
That, yeah.
So, some people, of course, there's going to be those people that are going to say that MJ tribute artists or impersonators are disrespectful to the name. Have you guys had any controversies with that being in this industry at all? Have you had anybody bother you with that?
I haven't, personally. You know, I take a lot of, you know, pride in what I do and in making sure that I tribute him, you know, the right way and look at it. It's really important to look at it from a fan's perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I were in the audience, what am I going to expect to see from this person that's not actually Michael Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what am I paying my money to come see him, you know, do? So that's what I make sure I do it and, you know, give to people that come and, you know, and spend their money on us to come and see us, to make sure that they are getting a genuine, you know, experience from what they've seen on the DVDs and whatever they watch.
Yeah. Completely.
I know for myself is that I was heavily impacted after Michael had died, and then we had to do our show the very next day. And I had the viewpoint that even though I'm my own solo artist, I like the idea of trying to continue him to as if he would if he could still be alive, and I'd like to try to do something that might be different, or introduce something that he might have said or would have said, you know. So that's for me. I haven't been as dedicated to being exactly like Michael. I just wanted to really continue the love that the reason why people, you know, love him and his messages. What might he have said? What might have he have performed? Or,
yeah,
you know, things like that. You know, so that's just me.
So in that, how do you both feel Michael should be remembered?
Definitely for his, you know, his music, his dance, his artistry, his, you know, charity, his love for people, his love for all people, you know, just the genuine good person that he was, but never really got enough credit for.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a, you know, for the you know, true, you know, MJ fans, like, we understand that he was, you know, genuinely misunderstood, and what people saw as weird, like, we just see it as, you know, he's misunderstood. He's been doing this since he was 5 years old, like, you know. So, like, we people that follow him, like, we kind of dig into his, you know why the why he was this way and what made him that way, and I kind of understand, whereas other people, they just, you know, oh, I like Billie Jean is my favorite,
yeah,
song.
Like, and, oh, that's a good song, but
yeah,
I don't know about that other stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like, they don't understand, you know, yeah, they don't understand, like, him the way us, the fans, understood him.
Very
so,
true.
I that's what I just want him to be remembered for. Just, if any, above anything else, is what he left behind, artistically.
Oh, wow. He's a genius. That was, he's like, a legend and so great in so many different fields, you know, not just, I mean, incredible dancer, with lines and, you know, with dance techniques that were just ahead of its time. He's just, from a little kid all the way up, he's just awesome. And I would say, as a songwriter, humanitarian, but most of all, a badass entertainer.
Yeah.
You know, he's just totally incredible. And the songwriting, people have to look at what kind of person he was, because he challenged other songwriters when he'd write with them.
Yeah.
You know? And they'd come up with the greatest songs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always been on the top of the charts.
Yeah.
Always? For your whole life almost, you
yeah.
know? That's amazing. That's just never been done before.
No, never, yeah.
Never.
And the way that music works nowadays,
mm-hmm.
it will never happen again. It just the climate doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it doesn't work
yeah.
that way. So this, that's a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
That's just, who has ever seen anyone faint and scream and cry
yeah.
for someone that's just standing there looking
yeah.
at them?
There's not even, just on the stage.
Where does
not
that
moving.
Come from?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then for the same thing, for somebody like yourself
uh-huh.
that is on stage mm-hmm. who isn't actually the guy, but still that
and
crowd,
they still go
that
crazy.
Still crowd gives you that. You know?
And it's not just the older people; it's the younger
it's,
people
yeah,
that
like,
didn't even that weren't even there.
Yeah, it's like, I brought my little sister here. You know, she's 12. It's like, and she still has that same.
That,
like, she was there, like it was the real deal. You know what I'm saying? And that's insane. You know.
So that's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, for people to even have a career after you're gone over regarding you.
Mm-hmm.
I fear that that's why if someone didn't want him to be around anymore, they wanted to profit. They knew that he was going to probably profit.
Do you read like the books and stuff like that? And like, do you like?
I haven't. I'm just going to be honest. Yeah. I'm like
not like the historian.
I'm not the guy because I got sort of like, you know, I walk into a supermarket and I tap a lady on the shoulder. Excuse me, what time is it? Honey, you sound like Michael Jackson. You see what I'm saying? I get that.
Do you ever be like, who?
You know what I mean? So it's like, I've sort of fallen into this. Wow. And then the day before Michael passed, that's when my mother reminds me, well, you know my name is Catherine with a K.
Oh, yeah?
You know, my dad's name is Joseph.
So your mom's name is Catherine?
Yes,
and your dad's name
with
is Joseph?
K, yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
And Michael's middle name is Joseph, and my name is Joseph, but I just put a Joe Bell together just to have my own name. But can you believe that?
You know, I wanted to ask you, it said that you had been part of the Jackson's American Dream movie.
Yes.
I was curious of like what part you had in
so
that.
It's so small, man.
Fans love to hear that.
I was an extra in the movie, and I'm on the stage when they're at the Apollo, and they have, and I'm behind the bongos.
Really?
And I have a little afro kind of like thing, maybe, but it's like a really short kind of like thing, hair thing going on. And I'm there, and then I have a girlfriend that's in the audience and all that kind of stuff. But we filmed that, and actually, what's his name? The guy that's on Empire, Terrence.
Terrence Howard.
Yeah, that was one of his first bookings, and he was one of the Jacksons. I actually auditioned for that.
For Terrence Howard's part, which was
Play? For the Jackson 5, I auditioned for that, and then I was that choreographer, Frank Gadsden and Travis Payne and so forth and all that. There, I was used to be in a group with them, and he was talking about making me this Michael Jackson guy. I'm like, right. I'm not Michael Jackson. I'm a big ballad singer, you know what I mean? It was that kind of thing. But, you know, look what I'm doing now.
Yeah, exactly. No, so when I was talking with Jeffrey Perez, he had said something really neat. I was asked, like, what would you want an interviewer to ask you that they normally don't? Because I know you both have done a lot of interviews. But it's like, what would you want somebody to ask you that I normally wouldn't say?
That's really deep.
That's part one, but there's another part that Terry.
I guess, like I would say, like most interviewers don't necessarily, I guess, like really get to know like the person.
That's part two. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And Jeffrey, he said he was like I wish that they no, you know, not to be conceited. It's like, because for some reason though, people would take it that way, but it's like, it's not. It's like, you guys are performers. You guys are singers. It's like, you guys worked hard to get to this point outside of Michael, you know? And so that was going to be the second part was, can we talk about you as like you outside of that? You know?
Yeah, because we like I'm not Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
You know what
it's
I
like, you're a performer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you have your own thing. So what would you like people to know about you?
I guess like there's really not much to me. I'm a pretty boring person at home, but
he's like, there's something to know about me, but
no. Well, I mean, there's like
I'm
into music. Like I do music. I'm very introverted, like I would assume Michael was off stage.
Yeah.
And that's just how I am, you know what I mean? Like I'm not like a big scene person. I don't like to be in the scene. I like to go out every once in a while, with one or two people. And, you know, that's pretty much it. I enjoy working on music. I enjoy everything, you know, musical, all genres of music.
Do you play any instruments or anything?
I'm a trombone player.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And, I played trombone all through middle school and high school and college and, marched drum corps to my friend Maria. That's where I know her from. She's from drum corps. Our manager actually, he's an alumni of the cadets drum and bugle corps as well. So that's really how we, you know, connected at first. That's what I do.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is The Lion King.
Really? Are you excited about the new one?
Yes.
I'm always so scared when this thing, because The Jungle Book was actually pretty dope. Oh, I like The Jungle Book, but I'm so scared when they come out.
Yeah,
with
my favorite movie is The Lion King. Deal with it.
What about yourself?
Me? Well, what do I want people to know about me? I love karaoke, right?
Really?
Love karaoke. And so I like to sing songs that I, you know, my favorite songs that I've heard, and I like to take the most difficult songs and that are a challenge and sing them and actually work on it and be able to deliver it. So I've gotten so used to changing my tone. So if it's a Luther Vandross song, I'll drop all of the Michael, and I'll give you a style that that'll be like whoosh, you know, like it'll be very much like Luther's area. Yeah. I mean, but the tones and the highs and stuff like that, you know. So there's even a remake that I did recently.
So when you do karaoke and you do, you, I mean, I'm sure you have to do Michael Jackson song.
Oh, I did Michael all the way.
How do they act?
Like, oh, they love it. What?
Where did he come from?
I mean, what happens is that usually karaoke is my getaway because I always sing Michael.
Yeah.
So I go there and I'm like, oh, God, I gotta sing because I'm known for this. So I'll go do Man in the Mirror and they flip out because nobody sings.
Does anybody
song.
Come up to you? You know what you should do? You should really be part of a Michael Jackson.
I know. Right? You kind of got that pretty good.
Got that tone.
Yeah. Michael.
You should really go for that. You know, I think you do really well with it.
Little do you know, baby.
I am a singer-songwriter, and I'm putting up my own. Well, I keep saying this for years, but I'm putting out my own project. But it's been like kind of hard because it's like we're doing this. We're always on the weekends when that's the busy time to promote yourself. That's what we're already being Michael, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So as a tribute artist, and it's probably I'm assuming for many other tribute artists, it's, if they're working as much as Who's Bad does, you know, sometimes it's harder to do other projects and so forth because we stay busy, you know, all the time. And that's a blessing, but it has a slight curse to it because there are other things that I intend to put out. But I have to be honest with you, I did not mind committing to tributing Michael because I actually believe in his lyrics. I believe what he says in his songs. He's very much a humanitarian. It's not just in Man in the Mirror and Heal the World. He's talking some of his other songs. You'll be surprised how he's always been saying since a youngster, you know, how good, positive things. So I don't mind. He's the only other artist that I'll say, okay, I'll do this for you, for Michael, but not any other artist.
I'm very, very, very happy. I never expected to be doing this. I wanted to be a conductor. That's what I wanted to do.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to
really?
Do.
Do you still dabble in it at all?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I produce music, but not the type of music that I wanted to be conducting. Like, I wanted to be I wanted to do film score like work. That's what I was into.
That's amazing.
What I went to school for
that's
and everything.
Interesting.
And that's what I thought I wanted to do.
But this has been part of it all along.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like I never.
Oh, wow.
Doing this, like, you know.
Do you think that you'll still, like, go in that direction a little bit? Or
nope.
Never? No, you just...
Well, I'll never say never, but,
right
now, like, this, I mean, I feel like, this is, you know, what, like, it doesn't feel like work for me. You know what I mean? Like, I love to get up and practice. Like, I love, you know, getting ready to come here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and perform for people. So that's, I think, you know, at least right now I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah. I completely agree.
For sure.
I mean, you both were just fantastic tonight. I mean, it was, I've seen a lot of, this is what I do. It's like, I go around, I travel, and I see these things, and I report on it, and we do a lot of these shows, and you guys are fantastic. It's one of the best productions I've seen. It's like,
thank
I have
you.
To say that for sure. So I'll wrap this up, and I apologize for taking so much time. It's like, I'll just start rambling and stuff.
Well,
what would
appreciate
you guys...
this interview more than some of the
yeah,
other
this is,
we've had.
This is one of the best interviews we've had.
This is an interview.
Because we can tell you really are a Michael fan.
Oh, 100%,
and
yeah.
And it's not because you're just excited about it. It's like, you really love this.
Oh, I love talking with you guys. It's
you
like,
know?
To me, hearing these stories and like I would talk to you guys for another hour if I could.
Right.
But I know you guys have things to do. It's like after the show, it's like it's almost midnight, so I probably passed that.
Yeah, it's
so
midnight.
Yeah, midnight. So we'll wrap it up. So I apologize. But,
last thing before I wanted to tell you, I have literally two albums.
Really?
That I'm going to release. One is a strictly R&B, smooth R&B, like just show off your vocals kind of album, okay? And the other one is a Michael, like a Michael tribute CD called...
Michael-esque.
Michael-esque. It's called I'm Back. And it's sort of a tribute to Michael and many other things. And all of the songs are like in that kind of just genre area. You might have an element of like Little Prince here and there and all that kind of stuff. So that's going to be coming out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you guys next. It's like, what would you guys like to promote? It's like, what would you guys like to let the listeners know about yourselves as far as your Twitters, you know, where they can find you, what your projects are. Of course, you know, Who's Bad? It's like, of course, I'll throw that on the podcast as well. I'm going to put all the links and everybody and let them all know the dates and everything. But as far as yourselves, what would you like the people to know?
You guys can find me at The Master MJ on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. My name is James Times, and follow me, and I will. I typically answer every message that I get, so feel free to message me and see how it's going.
And me, well, I'm still building my website, so you can go to Jobel Music. That's Jobel Music.com. Or maybe theotherjackson.com. Also, the Twitter is theotherjackson, and Facebook is still Joseph Bell or Joe Bell, J-O-B-E-L. And let's see. Of course, you can find us at whosbadmusic.com and the other
all
places.
The dates and stuff
for all the dates that we do throughout the entire year. But looking forward to hearing from you because, we love you. We actually are honest, really. We're not big headed. We have a general heart.
Nice and friendly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's and I like that this man right here is kind hearted and nice. You know, I get along with him and all that kind of stuff. He's not one of those I'm everything because I'm a Michael tribute artist kind of thing. You know.
Yeah.
He's worked with some people before.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Is this okay? Because I did skip it. I haven't actually met anybody that was really like mean or anything as far as tribute artists go. Is that something that you may have dealt with? Actually, no, let's not do that.
It's life. I mean, the answer is yes.
I think,
The answer is yes.
You think some of the dancers are...
I don't want to say.
Yeah, it's probably
because you know I would have to mention maybe some names
Probably,
yeah, I mean, you don't want to put out names, but I mean, for sure, like there's definitely like a lot of
some people are like this and they're more famous at it sometimes than Michael. And I remember when I was first starting out there, I was asking someone, "Do you mind helping me?" You know, and they're like, "No."
That's weird, yeah. I figured it'd be more of a camaraderie.
That's what
I thought, too.
Yeah.
So I specifically was like, that's okay. I got you.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate, you know, like you're attributing this person that was you know,
all
so kind.
Yeah, that everyone should, like, I think all tribute artists should get together and, like, say, hey, we love
Michael. That's why
it's
so cool that, like, because when I found out there was going to be two Michaels, I was like, that's pretty neat. It's like, and, like, you guys work great together. It's like, you guys share the stage awesomely. It's like, you guys don't sing over each other or, you know, hey, I'm going to do this part. You know, you don't Mariah Carey the whole stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you guys work well together. And that's pretty neat. It's like,
I mean, for me, like, I definitely distance myself from a good number of, you know, impersonators just because, like, the attitudes and the ego is just something I don't even want to get into, you know. I don't want that, you know. I don't want to be influenced by that and be like, well, if he's like that, maybe I can be, you know, like this. But, you know, I just try to, you know, communicate with good people like Jeffrey Perez. I love Jeffrey Perez.
He's gone
viral. Like, I don't know if you, like, he's the one that went viral in that video with the beatbox guy.
That's
Jeffrey.
Insane.
And, like, he's the sweetest person. Like, he's, you know, he's not big-headed. Like, he didn't let that go to his head. And that's what I like about him.
And he was extremely friendly. He's like one of the nicest guys. He's like, he sat there with me for I don't know how long and just chatted about it. Just the funniest stuff. He was fantastic.
Yeah, it's very
you guys
cool.
as well. It's like I've only dealt with one guy. It's like, he refused to have an interview. He was like he just wouldn't do it. It's like it was real weird.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for doing this.
Thank
like,
you.
Hey man,
you guys did a fantastic job tonight.
Thank you.
I brought my little sister and my brother, and they had such a great time. It's like she was up there like it was just the real deal. It's like she was just loving it. Thank you guys again. I really do appreciate this. So that's the interview. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. That was a great interview.
Glad you enjoyed.
Big thank you to James Times and Joseph Bell for taking the time out of their night to chat with me. It was real late, but they stuck around and talked with me, and I really appreciate that. Thank you to Vamsi and Denarius for helping to set up the interview. And please go check out whosbadmusic.com to see when they are coming to a city near you. Well, Moonwalkers, that is our episode. I have been your host, Jenkins. Thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to rate and subscribe on iTunes. Follow at Moonwalk Talks on Twitter and Instagram. And go tell a friend. Go tell a friend about Moonwalk Talks. So that way we can get more listeners. And then I can say, hey, I got all these people listening. And then I can get huge guests. Like the guy I'm trying to get for the next episode. And remember, no matter what happens in this life, keep your head up, keep the faith, and don't forget to smile.